in Athens. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he felt very uneasy at the sight of a city full of idols. He held discussions in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing people, as well as daily debates in the public square with ordinary passers-by. Epicureans and Stoic philosophers debated with him, some of them asking, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others commented, "He sounds like a promoter of foreign gods," because he was heard to speak of Jesus and the resurrection. So they took Paul and led him off to the Areopagus Hall and said, "We would like to know what this new teaching is that you are talking about. Some of the things we hear you say sound strange to us, and we would like to know what they mean." "Indeed, all Athenian citizens, as well as the foreigners who live there, have as their favorite occupation talking about or listening to the latest news." Then Paul stood up in the Areopagus Hall and said, "Athenian citizens, I note that in every way you are very religious. As I walked around looking at your shrines, I even discovered an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now, what you worship as unknown, I intend to make known to you. God, who made the world and all that is in it, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, being as he is, Lord of heaven and earth. Nor does his worship depend on anything made by human hands, as if he were in need. Rather, it is he who gives life and breath and everything else to everyone. But now God prefers to overlook this time of ignorance, and he calls on all people to change their ways. He has already set a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed. And so that all may believe it, he has just given a sign by raising this man from the dead." When they heard Paul speak of a resurrection from death, some made fun of him, while others said, "We must hear you on this topic some other time." At that point, Paul left, but a few did join him and believed. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus court, a woman named Damaris, and some others.